I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. In 1972, 40 years ago, then-President Richard Nixon made a historic state visit to China. In 1987, 25 years ago, John Adams' opera based on that trip was premiered by Houston Grand Opera. David Gockley, who's now general director of San Francisco Opera, had that position in Houston at the time.
You never know if these things are going to succeed or last. What we did know was that the music was fabulous. The subject matter was quirky, poetic.
On our flight over from Shanghai, the countryside looked drab and gray.
Although tonight's production will be the first San Francisco staging of the opera, there was actually a read-through performance months before the Houston premiere in a two-piano reduction that took place at Herbst Theater.
I remember sitting a couple of seats down from my counterpart at the San Francisco Opera at that time, Terry McEwen, and he was heard to say as the final downbeat came, "Over my dead body."
Gockley points out that in the years since, John Adams has become a composer who, for many, can do no wrong, and Alice Goodman's libretto has been praised. But that wasn't always the case.
Nixon in China maybe got 20-30% good reviews, and the rest were indifferent or negative.
Since then, its reputation has grown, and its place in the major opera repertory has been confirmed. The other two works San Francisco Opera will be presenting this month are Verdi's Attila, with a nuanced and complicated warrior, and Mozart's Magic Flute, which will be sung in English, which Gockley points out goes back to its roots as entertainment for a wider demographic, and it'll also allow the audience to get the jokes without needing to read surtitles. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.